There's clouds moving back in, or another eclipse, I'm not sure. Throws to home, that's low and away. Count goes full. So looking in, trying to get the call is Friday. He winds up, throws. He's inside, and that's a walk. Ostrom works his second walk of the game. So Papermaker's not done yet. Runner on, two outs, trailing 8-3.
Right fielder, number 11, Braden Lochner.
And in is Lochner. His first at bat. Braden Lochner, that is. No stats to read on him, as I said. First game for the Papermakers, so we'll see what he can do. Young man steps in, little wiggle of the bat. And that's a pitch that's a little high and inside, so ball one. About an hour and a half into this contest here, so enjoying first broadcast of baseball so far this year, so can't ever really complain about that at the high school level. So we another check of the runner on first. He takes a couple more steps and walks back as the ball is low. It's a 3-0 count coming up here to Lochner. So Nakusa's still not done. Trying to get another base runner on. Two outs here as they trail 8-3, bottom fourth. And that pitch is low, and there is another walk issued here by Friday. So runners on first and second, two outs. See what Nakusa can do here as Nash Kretschmar comes in, but as we get a timeout called here on the field, gonna see if there will be a change made or just kind of a talk about, hey, just, you know, we got a 5-run lead. Just play smart. It'll be all right. So we'll see what the decision is made. So we'll keep an eye on things, talking about it. Umpire letting him talk a little bit. He'll probably step in a moment. So, again, just want to give a big thank you out there to Econ Electric. Want to say a special thank you to Econ Electric for being a sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. WRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to bring these games to our listeners. And that, you know, that brings these softball and baseball games and can prepare for football coming up because we're going to have a good football season. I've looked at some of the schedules. There's going to be plenty of games there between Lincoln and Assumption and see if maybe get some Nakusa games. That'll be all right. They're making their first trip back to the South Central Conference in a handful of years. As there's a foul ball sent behind us and into someone's front yard. Almost hit the mailbox and a black squirrel on the top of the garage. So that could have been getting the DNR involved there. They're out of season. So don't want to see that happen to our bushy-tailed friends. Even though I'm a farmer and they're not always my friend, but Kretschmar, he takes a swing there on 0-2 count. He pops it up in the right, and that is a catch there. So a big fly out to right, and that ends the inning. Two runs come in on no hits, no errors, and two left on. So coming up here in the top of the fifth inning will be Pittsville with the 9-1-2 batters. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning at Holland Field here in Coosa. Pittsville taking a 8-3 lead here over the Panther, or over the Papermakers, excuse me, as third inning of work for Andrew Bedell comes in as he will be taking on the number 9 hitter, Jake Hardiner. Taking a quick look at the scoreboard here as the Coosa softball, they're still getting the job done. Pittsville's not going to go away. It's top of the fourth, 14-9, one out, two runners on there. So Pittsville trying to get back into that game. Hopefully Nakusa can put a stop to that if you're a Papermaker fan. There's a little blooper in the infield that just can't get in there, and that's going to be a tough play because they all have to rain jinx. It got in the infield and died, so I think that might be an infield hit. I'll wait for the official score here. And he just looks at me and laughs, but he says, yeah, that's a single. Good friend of mine, by the way, so I can give him a little bit of trouble. It's Logan Zickert, leadoff man for the Panthers, comes in. He's 1-for-3 today. He's got a ground out, 4-3, a strikeout looking, then a single, scored one run. So he's trying to improve those stats. Not a bad day either way. Two quick pitches there by Bedell. He works quickly, and he's got a 2-ball, no-strike count. Then looking up here, and there's more games going on. There's another pitch that's all been about the same spot, high and outside. So we'll see if he can wrangle in that control. Looking elsewhere here, Assumption softball. Game is... getting updated here, top of the seventh inning. Sevastopol still holding a 2-1 lead. That's not surprising. As Assumption, they do have some things they need to work on. That's one thing that Coach Rob Schill and Charlie Nelson have said. Counts 3-1, and it gets worked into a walk. Now Zickert, he earns a walk, and two runners on, no outs here for the Panthers as Dawson Luther comes to the plate.
Third baseman, number 2, Dawson Luther.
Third baseman, he's had 2 official at-bats. He's been to the plate 3 times. He's got a walk and a stolen base. He's got 2 RBI with a double. No run scored, however, but he's got the opportunity to really deliver a blow here to the Papermakers as he's already up over Bedell with a 1-0 count. Second pitch comes in. That's high in a way, so 2-0 count. He's really hitting that location. So, as I said, Assumption trailing Sevastopol 2-1 in the softball diamond of Wisconsin Rapids. And another pitch, that's a 3-0 count. So, young man, hope he can start to settle in here for the Papermakers. But I said, it's his third inning of work. And we will see what we can do here. Payoff pitch here coming, and that's inside, so he walks another, and the bases are loaded. Game appears to be finished in Port Edwards. It's by my application that I used to keep track of that. It says delayed bottom fourth inning, 9-0. But I would assume, but we all know what happens when you do that, but I would guess that game has ended due to 10-run mercy rule after five. But we will see how that really transpires. I will hear from Coach Ben Martinson eventually. He'll let me know what happened.
Number 19, Brad Neave.
Good for them, getting a win in their first game. Brad Neave, he comes up. He's reached with two errors today so far and has one single with an RBI. So he's reached base all three times he's reached the plate. So that helps the on-base percentage, I guess, and doesn't help an average or count as an at-bat. But some of those scoring things with baseball are a little weird, if you ask me. But Bedell's struggling with his command right now as he's already delivered two pitches out of the strike zone. 2-0 count coming to Neave. And there's a called strike. Attaboy, he got back in there. So 2-1 count. Thanks again to all our sponsors and everybody listening out there. And make sure to let them know if you want to hear more, want to hear less. I hope you don't want to hear less, because then I'm not doing a good job. Trying the best I can for you. It's the first baseball game I've actually broadcast solo ever. So trying to do the best I can for you. 3-1 count, Bedell delivers, and that is low, and that is a walk with the bases loaded. That's a RBI coming to Neave for his second of the game, moving everybody up one base, scoring Hardiner, and that is a 9-3 score now. Is they're making a pitching change. See who all's getting moved around here. It looks like Bearing might be coming in to pitch for Nakusa, number 13. Well, that's not Bearing. Get a confirmation here on the. Oh, that is Bearing. Excuse me. Dylan Bearing coming in. As Bedell will now be moving over to first. So not wholesale changes.
Now pitching for the Papermakers, number 13, Dylan Bearing. Moving to first base, number 22, Andrew Bedell.
So 2-plus innings of work for Bedell today. Give a couple of runs. It's sometimes a hard spot to come in when all of a sudden, you got to make changes with an injury. So, not. I'm sure he sits there and says, "I could have done better," but it's still a tough position to come in for him. So, he'll first game of the year. It happens. Not much he can do about it anymore. So, just got to learn from it, as Coach. I know Coach Russell would say. Keeping an eye on some of these other scores here. And speaking of scores, man, that's going to be a good national title game tonight. Yeah, UConn looking to win two straight. And then you got Zach Edey. And I always, whenever I just hear anyone say Edey, I always think of the Blues Brothers movie, Edey, 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 back there, Minnie the Moocher. Which, not a very radio-appropriate song if you look up the lyrics, but either way, he's a very good ball player when you're 7'4", 7'5". I mean, you just dominate there. And hopefully it's, if you're a Big Ten fan, and I mean, I like Big Ten ball. I'd like to see Purdue win. It's been 24 years since Big Ten has won a national title in basketball, I believe. So they had a chance about 10 years ago with that really good Wisconsin team. As another pitch comes in, 0-1 count, and that one gets stopped by Sawyer Ostrom. Good job stopping that in the dirt, not allowing a run to come in. So, yeah, those are good basketball teams there those 2 years. But Frank the Tank, Kaminsky, and Decker, as there is a ball laced foul. That was a screaming shot just on about 3 feet foul, so lucky break there for Nakusa. Top of the fifth inning, 9-3 lead Pittsville over to the Papermakers, and you can get another four runs, which could happen. If he hits a grand slam, then you put the mercy rule into effect here, which I know Nakusa does not want to see. Pitch, that comes in, and that hits him on the elbow. And they're going to confer because they're going to see if he leaned into it. If he leaned into it, he does not get the base. So Brost, they're coming in. They're the Brost-to-Brost Connection Law Firm. They're talking about it. My vantage point, I thought he stuck that elbow out a little bit. But umpire said, nope. That was a clean hit. So, okay, I'll agree with it. He's closer than I am. So either way, that's a hit batter. And everybody moves up a base, so it is a 10-3 ball game here as the clouds thicken for the about 30 seconds of sunshine we got. Now it's back to clouds. As Darren Luther comes up, he's 0-3 on the day. A 5-3 put out, grounder to first, unassisted, and then a unassisted put out there to first. So he's 0-3 on the day. And a 1-0 count coming his way as he hits one in the gap between first and second. One runs in, put the brakes on Mr. Neve as he goes to score. So either way, you got one RBI coming to Luther as he sent it up opposite way. Scoring Dawson Luther. So now we've got an 11-3 ball game. Up steps Grant Radiman.
Number six, Grant Radiman.
And he gets a 1-0 count immediately. So, yeah, that'll be a good national title game. I'm looking forward to seeing that, catching that a little later, eat some supper. And there's a high drive out to the left center field gap, and that's going to be extra bases, and that's going to be two more runs come in as there is a double sent in as the ball gets sent into the infield. Luther sits at third, and that Brad Neve and Braden Friday both score on that two RBI double. By Grant Radiman. That's the second hit of the game, and that's his two RBIs.
Right fielder number four, Derek Grossman
coming up to the plate. He is 1-2. He got a single in the second inning. He reached base on an error and then struck out in the fourth. So see what he can do here as it's a 13-3 ball game. And that puts in the 10-run mercy rule. So this could be just the last half of the ball game, last half inning of the ball game, if Nakusa can't crawl back into it. So we'll see how they do. 1-1 count here to Derek Grossman. Baring comes up, throws. That hits a corner, and he struck him out looking, as that is the first out of the inning with Jameson Krieger coming up to bat.
Catcher number 12, Jameson Krieger.
One out, two runners on, two in scoring position here. Jameson Krieger comes up to the plate. He's had a little bit of a day, two walks. So he scored two runs. He's had two walks. And a fly out to second. So he's 0-1 technically on the day. He's looking for a big swing, and he took a big swing, and he does not connect. So we got back to a 1-1 count. So a little bit of a tough day, quite honestly, for the paper makers. We'll see what they can do in the bottom of the fifth inning. Throw, that's wide and outside. So we got a 2-1 count coming. Again, thanks to everybody for listening, and thank you to the sponsors. It's very much appreciated. And there is a hit there, and that's kind of a blooper there, second ranging back, and that's a catch. Throwing in comes the ball, and that's way over the mark as the run scores. That run scores, so that will be a sacrifice F4, if you want to call that, second out. He gets an RBI. That RBI scores when Darren Luther scored. And Grant Radiman, he moves up to third. So for the second time this inning, Jake Hardiner, he comes up to bat. Unless there's a change in the roster, which there is. So 18. Double check my roster here.
Now batting for Pittsville, number 18, Wyatt Radiman.
Wyatt Radiman. He comes in. He was a courtesy runner for Krieger, so he's coming in as a pinch hitter for Hardinger. So absolutely no at-bats so far in the game, so we see what he can do with a runner on third and two outs. In comes a pitch from Behring, and that's a called strike. So first strike to him is recorded. First pitch strike, can't go wrong with that. And there is another strike. Called strike, so 0-2 count, runner on third, two outs, payoff pitch coming for Behring, and Behring swings, and there's a swing and there's a miss, that's strikeout, third out of the inning, and it's a 14-3 ball game. Gonna take a moment here for the bottom half of the inning. Papermaker's got some work they got to do if they want to continue this game. Trailing by 11. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine.
Back here, bottom of the fifth inning. This is kind of the last call here for the Papermakers. Just got a pinch hitter here in for Nakusa. First pitch offering by Braden Friday. That's low, so that's a ball. Number 21 is in here for Nakusa. That would be, double check here, that would be Finn Kretschmar. So Finn Kretschmar, that's making his varsity debut here for the Papermakers. Another pitch comes in, and that's wide of the mark. Get a picture of the roster here so I can know who I'm talking about in the future when I come back and see more Papermaker baseball. I'm encouraged by this team. They, you know, they're a very young team, and they got a new coach coming in. They have not quit. I mean, Pittsville, they've jumped on them early, and they are not quitting. And you can see that right now is Finn Kretschmar. He works a walk to start things off in the bottom of the fifth inning. Down by 11 runs, so they got to score at least two to keep this thing going. One won't cut it. So Owen Hoogestager, he comes up. He's 1-for-2 in the game as an RBI. Flew out to center in his first appearance and got a single in a second. So see if he can keep up the hitting there and keep the offense and keep Nakusa in it. First pitch, low and away. 1-0 count coming to Hoogestager. Huge thank you to, as a pitch comes inside, huge thank you to back at the studio, Seth Habiger. amazing job as always. Man, the myth, the legend. Does a great job there producing the shows and producing the games when he's around. And then, of course, Don, when Seth can't be around, Don does a great job as well. As pitch inside, 2-1 count coming to Hoogesteger. Again, Nakusa down 14-3, bottom fifth. This could be all she wrote if they can't get a couple of runs here. Called strike. Number two. 2-2 count coming. No outs. Runner on first. Looking around. Still good crowd. Getting a little cold. See him bundling up a little bit. And there's a foul ball sent. Oh, out of play. Don't think anyone's vehicle was in peril on that one. Take a look at scores here. So we might not get another chance. Nakusa softball. They are still winning. 17-9, bottom fourth inning. So they're getting the job done there. Or 19-9, excuse me. So score just updated. 20-9 now. So man, they're just piling it on. Nothing wrong with that. Sevastopol looks like they're going to come away with a win over the Assumption Royals. They got a 6-1 lead there, bottom seven. So Royals, they got to find something quick if they want to get back into it. As another walk is issued by Friday to Hoogesteger. So Nakusa two on, nobody out, as there is a mound visit coming. There's probably going to be a pitching change here, and there is. As they take the ball from Friday as he moves towards the outfield. And in comes number 24. He will be taking the mound, number 24. That's Darren Luther. 24, and make that move on my score sheet. Luther, he was playing, of a double check, he was playing left, so we'll see if that's where Friday moves to, or if there's a couple other accordion moves. Not accordion moves, not time for polkas. Accordion moves, that is. Warm-up pitches coming his way, so I'm just going to check on the Port Edwards baseball game, and that's still sitting at 9-0, so I would assume that they won via mercy rule over Wild Rose. A good season opening win there for the Blackhawks. And again, thanks everybody for listening. Very much appreciated. And we can keep moving on this spring season. Let's go by quick. Before we know it, it's going to be the Rafters broadcast coming up here. And oh, the tail end of May. So we're about a month and a half away from that. Time's flying. Before we know it, we have football back on here. We'll see, like I said, Lincoln and Assumption coming. And we'll see if some Nakusa comes that way, which I hope so. It'd be fun. It's always fun to go to that new sports complex that Nakusa has. Got your own little press box room and watch some good ball. As Friday, he moves to third. He moves back to third. Friday moves to third. Neve is still at first. I think Wyatt Radman's still at second. Zickert's still short. Trying to double check. And it looks like Dawson Luther, he moved out to left. So we got those movements. First pitch coming by Darren Luther, and that's called strike. So he starts on a good note. Pitch two coming. The lefty throws, and he gets another strike. As Eric Weigel's quickly down on the count, 2-0. Wilk back to second. No one covering. Throw in, that's low and away, so it's a 1-2 count coming as Nakusa tries to extend this game. Game has officially hit the 2-hour mark, 6:30. And there's going to be a strike three. Down goes White Eagle. First out of the inning, sending up Dylan Bearing.
13, Dylan Bearing.
Bearing, he's coming up. Strikeout in his first appearance. He was hit by a pitch in his second, and he came back after stealing a base and scored a run. And he sits, he hits there. He throws it right to short, short to second, second back to first. That's not in time. So that's one way to get the game extended. As we're going to look here, and that's Finn Kretschmar. He moves to third, 6-4. On the putout by Hugestegger, fielder's choice is Bearing. So Brett Best comes up. He's 0 for 2, but with an RBI. So we'll see what he can do and potentially the last at bat of the game. See what we can do here for the Papermakers. Runners on the corners, two outs, 14-3. Pittsville lead. Look at first. Delivers to home. Big swing and a miss there by Best. So 0-1 already down. 0-1 on the count. Just looking around is Darren Luther. Still looking at the runner on first. He delivers home, and that's another big swing and a miss by Best. So he's down to his last strike. And that could be the last pitch of the game. So we'll see what happens on this pitch. And, of course, the coaches can say, hey, we want to play longer, get used to it, but I don't think they do. And that is a changeup, and that's why the mark, unless that was just a not-breaking curve by the lefty. That looked more like a changeup to me that just missed the mark. Comes set at the belt. Looks first, throws, and a swing and a miss. And that is a strikeout for Best. Third out in the inning, and that is your ball game. Conclusion here at Holland Field, Pittsville 14, Nakusa 3. Final in five innings. So go take a look at a couple numbers, and we will be back here in a little bit. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We're back here at Holland Field in Nakusa, where Nakusa took on Pittsville in the first game of the season, and things didn't quite go the way of the Papermakers. They were handed a 14-3 defeat in five innings in front of a very, very nice crowd here from both sides of the field. So looking here is Pittsville, 14 runs on 8 hits, no errors. Nakusa comes in with 3 runs on 3 hits and 4 errors. So going to come in through that. That's official scoring coming in from Coach John Russell. Nakusa, they had their 3 hits. They came via Eli Anderson, Joseph Bertling, and Owen Hugesteiger, as those were the only 3 hits that came through, with Dylan Bearing, Eric White Eagle counting for the runs along with Sawyer Ostrom. So those are the 3 runs that come for Nakusa. It's been a rough day, so to speak, for them. On the loss is Eli Anderson, as he pitched 2 innings, allowing 4 hits, 3 runs, no earned runs, 3 strikeouts and 2 walks. Coming in is Lochner. He had 2 innings pitched, allowed 2 hits, 9 runs, 6 of them were earned, 1 strikeout and 5 walks. Whereas Bearing, he had pitched 1 inning, 2 hits, 2 runs that were earned, both earned, 2 strikeouts and no walks issued. On the other side of the aisle, Dawson Luther, he gets a win, pitched 3 strong, 3 hits, 1 run that was earned, 4 strikeouts and 3 walks. And then Braden Friday, he came in 1 inning, pitched 2 runs, both earned, 4 walks, no strikeouts. And then Darren Luther, he came in to close out the game with 2 strikeouts. So with that, we're going to take a look at those Pittsville numbers. They were led by Neve with 2 hits, along with Radiman. Grant Radiman, he had 2 hits as well. Derek Grossman, he had 2 runs scored along with Wyatt Radiman, but led by Jake Hardiner. He had 3 runs on the night, so good night for him as well for Pittsville. They got the job done. Neve, he was 2-for-3 on the night along with Radiman. That would be Grant, of course. So 2-for-3 for both of them on the night, so they got the job done there. And as I said, the pitching totals there for Pittsville, and it's just a good night for the Panthers. They moved 5-0, whereas Nakusa, they unfortunately did not get the win tonight in their first game, but they have a chance to bounce back. They have a game coming up very near future, as they will be taking on, looking at that schedule, they will be playing next on the 11th when they play at Mauston. They will be starting their conference play in the South Central Conference. So get a little bit of rest here, and they get to figure out what they can work on, improve on, and go on from there. So Nakusa, they'll get back there. They'll bounce back. Taking a quick look at the scoreboard here before we head out. Assumption Softball, they dropped the first game of the year 6-2 to Sevastopol. Port Edwards, they got the win tonight. They mercy ruled Wild Rose 10-0 and 5. And then scrolling to the one other one that I do have access to, and it's still kind of a barn burner there, and that's Nakusa Softball. They have a 22-11 lead over Pittsville. That could be a potential mercy rule game as well. So congratulations to the Lady Papermakers there if they can come through and finish things off. And hopefully next time the baseball team for Nakusa, they can get back, they can get on the right side of things and get the first win of the year. So either way, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Been a pleasure getting back to the action with you after about a month hiatus after basketball ended. So for all the sponsors out there, thank you very much. If you would like to come in and work with the girls in the office, get some sponsorship coming up, please give them a call. Again, that number is 715-424-1300. Give them a call. They'll be happy to work with you. Hopefully work with you the rest of spring and into football and basketball coming up. So, again, for myself, Mike Comer, Seth Habiger, back at the studio, did an awesome job, and everything else along with Eric. Good night, everybody. Have a great night, and we'll see you Friday for Assumption Softball.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum for Wisconsin's John Muir, a traveling exhibit presented by the Wisconsin Historical Society. Check out this display for free from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays through May 30th. The exhibit explores Muir's youth in Wisconsin, his advocacy for national parks, and his views on environmental issues such as logging, hunting, and climate change. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Seems like no matter where you were watching, it was a sports or rock and roll atmosphere for the solar eclipse. Correspondent Omar Villafranca was in Dallas.
For almost 4 minutes in totality, the clouds parted and the kids got to see it. It got dark. It got loud. It was like a rock concert in here. It was like the OU-Texas football game just without any light.
Donald Trump has refused to endorse a federal abortion ban, saying abortion laws belong to the states. Organizations like SBA Pro-Life America say they're disappointed. Spokeswoman Kelsey Pritchard.
We were hoping for a protection for unborn children at 15 weeks, at the point when science shows that they can feel pain.
President Biden has announced a new student loan forgiveness program.
My administration will propose a new rule to cancel up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small-town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Try their fresh, made-to-order dishes like their cheese curd burger or chicken kebab, wrapped all with authentic Mexican twist. Then make room for dessert with homemade pies, cakes, or flan. Your meal should be a fiesta in your mouth, so don't settle for anything less. Grab a bite at El Cafe, open Tuesday through Sundays at 221 Market Avenue, Port Edwards.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on wiscountry.com. Your news, just for Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, and nearby communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WIRI News.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, April 9th, the Wood County State Wildlife Advisory Committee will meet at 5:30 at the Sandhill Wildlife Area. The City of Nakusa will hold their Ways and Means meeting at 6:30 in the Council Chambers. The Village of Port Edwards will hold their regular monthly meeting at 7 p.m. The Town of Rome will have their Plan Commission meeting at 4. In Portage County, the Central Wisconsin Joint Airport Board will meet at 8 a.m. in Conference Room B in the East Terminal Upper Level in Mosinee. The Stevens Point Historic Preservation Design Review Commission will meet at 5. The Village of Whiting will hold the joint meeting of Utilities and Village Board at 5:30. In Adams County, the Coordinated Services Advisory Committee will meet at 9, the Public Works meeting at 10, the Land and Water and UW Extension Committee will meet at 1, and the Solid Waste Committee meeting is at 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, showers around, and lows in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower, warmer, highs upper 50s. And mostly sunny and upper 60s on Wednesday. The wind picks up Thursday, clouds roll back in, and another chance of showers. Right now it's 53.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you been. Don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? What he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.
Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind, except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
We gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just for one more time. Calling Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge. Oh.
Here it is Wednesday, another happy hour two for one. All my friends say one day soon that day will come when you'll forget what's her name. Ain't there yet, but it's headed that way. Take a lot more drinking, so I got to thinking, might as well buy a bar.
I know is true. that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. Just passing through, I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to
Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table, roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no, just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close, that's when I know. Yeah, you got your heart on lockdown, got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now, come on now. And you one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us wonder. You like to make us wonder if you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys. So trade his whole world, yeah, for one of them girls who like to act all quiet. Sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rolled out, got them all wishing on stars now. If I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. If you're one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys who trade his home.